I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. There's a terrific new documentary having its world premiere at DOXA, the Documentary Film Festival, this weekend. It's called Father Figures, and its filmmakers, Julian Frankowski and April Butler, join me now. What makes this film really good, really compelling, is that it's a personal story from his butler. Her father, Dale, 73, has met someone significantly younger in an online chat room. He goes to the Philippines to meet her, and soon enough, we find out that his girlfriend, named Girlie, is half April's age and some 50 years younger than Dale. The filmmakers go to the Philippines to make a movie about this relationship that's not unique, what with older white males going over to Asia for younger women. The drama gets ramped up, and I'll get the directors to tell us as much about the movie as is possible before seeing it. It's really remarkable, raw, emotional stuff. It's brutal at times, but life's like that, I suppose. Visit doxafestival.ca for information on the screening this Saturday. I believe it's sold out, but there are standby tickets. The website for the movie is at fatherfiguresdocumentary.com. It'll air on the Knowledge Network here and TVO later in the year. April Butler and Julian Frankowski had worked in television production for many years and made their first documentary together, The Brothel Project, in 2008. They produced, directed, and photographed Father Figures. Please welcome to the Plant on the Line program today in Vancouver, Julian Frankowski, and in Victoria, April Butler. Ms. Butler, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
And Ms. Frankowski, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us, both of you. As I said before we start, if I get out of line and give anything away, you'll stop me. There's a big moment in the last third of the film. Let's stop there, and I guess that's all I can say about what happens, right?
Yeah. Well, pretty much we can say that. Should we just sort of tell the story of what happened and then what evolved? Does that make sense?
Let's just talk about whose idea it was to do this movie. When did you find out, April, that Dale had met Girlie on the internet?
About 4 or 5 months before we started the documentary. So we chatted about it. He had told me about it, about dating someone, and he eventually told me that she was considerably younger, 50 years younger. And my initial reaction I wasn't very happy about the relationship at that time. And then I started talking to people around me, so Jillian and my friends, about what was going on, just kind of getting a gauge of what other people thought of this. And people were really interested in this and had a lot of questions. And a lot of men said, good for him. 50 years younger, it's great for him. And, personally, I did want to know more about this relationship. She was going to become a part of our family. And my father was deeply in love with her. And so it's your father, and it's a great opportunity to get to know him and her, and because documentaries is what I do, it all fit together. And Jill and I had worked on a documentary before, so we knew that we wanted to work together and have a small crew and make this a very intimate approach, and it all pulled together.
Jillian, was it just the two of you that went over and were filming?
It was. We wanted to do something really unique and different and something that we hadn't seen before, which was use a really, really tiny crew. And because it was such an intimate story and we had such personal access to the main subjects, we wanted to just have the two of us go over. And I learned pretty quickly how to operate a camera. My background is directing and producing, certainly not shooting. That's April's bellywack, and so the two of us went over, and we wanted to, again, do something that was really unique. We'd seen and heard about stories where there was the older man and the younger Asian woman, but we certainly hadn't seen it from the daughter's perspective. So, in essence, April was the director of photography in the field, really having that engaging relationship with her father and with Girlie, and I essentially, with that second camera, represent the audience. So I'm shooting April, shooting them. So you really sort of get a sense of the behind the scenes as to what's really going on in a moment by moment really sense of what April's going through, especially when she starts to sort of see things that are a little bit not what she expected as the story begins to unfold.
And so your role, Jillian, is the filmmaker, but you're also so April's friend. The line blurs, doesn't it, when she's confiding in you? I mean, is she talking to the camera? Is she talking to you?
It really does blur, and it really actually, at a lot of points, really challenged me as a filmmaker ethically to kind of ask myself, okay, what am I doing here? Because my friend and colleague is confiding in me, and I'm taking out a camera to record these really personal moments, something that we wanted to do, but at the same time, you just want to put the camera down and go, okay, well, what are we doing here? This is kind of going a step too far, or is it? But in the end, we wanted to tell this personal story, and we thought it was kind of bigger than us. And it ended up, in the end, becoming a real global issue. So, yeah, the lines got really blurred, and it was a big challenge for both of us.
April,
the one thing we wanted to do that we were really focused on is we didn't want a POV documentary where you go and think about your answer afterwards or how you're feeling. We really wanted that rawness and that immediacy of the reactions to the situation so you could really feel along with, you know, myself of what was happening. So that was easy to do when it was quirky and interesting and weird, but when things got hard, that's when we made some big choices as directors to keep with the story and keep pushing through.
And now,
I think audiences are really savvy. They know when you set afterwards, and they know when you've kind of recorded voiceover and you faked feelings later, and we didn't want to do that. We wanted to stick with it and power through.
Now, in hindsight, April, did you, looking back at what you'd said and what you when you were filmed, when you're very emotional, when you're thinking out loud, if you will, did your views change at all? About the hindsight does that, doesn't it?
Views change on...
Whatever you were feeling, did you think you'd overreacted at one point? Did you think you were over the top, or did you think you didn't say what you wanted to say?
It's you know, I mean, you can always second-guess everything you say and do. I think it was my true feelings, and that's what the POV was about, was just those moments of... And the initial reaction was pretty startling. So that, you know, I don't think I could have done it differently, or if I was to go back, I would have changed the way what I said or what I did. It's basic. It's who I am. So, you know, being POV, you become very comfortable with, you know, what you say and what you do. But, you know, when you see it on a big screen or edit after edit, it is not completely comfortable seeing yourself in those moments and those emotions and pulling that out of you. So there is a balance.
Mm-hmm. Now, about Dale, just to sort of set the scene about who he is and was, after your mother died, had he dated anyone?
He'd been on a few dates in Canada.
Yeah.
I've heard of him.
And in terms of the relationship between father and daughter, was that close?
It's kind of awkward. It's kind of an awkward relationship. After my mother died, we did get, he became a lot needier. So I wanted to help him out, but we weren't very close as a father-daughter.
And so he lived in Kelowna and you're in Victoria, is that right?
He lives in Kamloops.
Oh, Kamloops, pardon me.
Yeah.
And so, Jillian, because there wasn't this closeness between Dale and April, was it your role to liaise with Dale in terms of?
Say that again?
Was it your role to liaise with Dale in terms of scheduling the filming and sort of getting this movie going?
Well, we both actually, strangely, we both actually did a lot of liaising with Dale. You know, sometimes it made more sense for me to step in and be that person, and other times it made sense for April to do it. So, because it was just the two of us, we literally kind of tried to think as one brain a lot and bounce ideas off of each other constantly. So it depended on the moment. We really sort of took it, you know, depending on the situation, step by step.
And there were moments...
He also approached us, too, when he was planning the wedding. Uh-huh. He contacted us and said, okay, we're thinking of getting married this date. Are you guys able to shoot it?
Yeah.
So in Hong Kong. So he was working with us through this whole documentary to make sure that we had access. Yeah.
Now, there's a part of the film that's filmed in Bali, and I'm assuming at this point, April and Dale, you guys weren't speaking to one another, right?
No, we after the Philippines, we had some limited contact.
I see, okay.
And we were still trying, you know, I was still trying to figure things out and work through a lot of issues. So there was a almost six months between Hong Kong and Bali. And we wanted to meet them in Bali. The plan was for both of them to be there. So, you know, it wasn't only working out the issue with Dale, but it was also to see Gurley. So
yeah,
that's
Dale,
why we went to Bali.
Dale and Gurley really, really campaigned for us to do sort of a final shoot. They wanted to present their relationship to us. And they really wanted, you know, to... They often asked us to come back, and they often asked us for more interviews. And Bali, in that final interview, in that final conversation, that final scene setup was actually their idea.
So, not to give
and
anything.
Of course, April wanted to go through the process of doing what she needed to do as well.
So not to give anything away about what happens in Bali. I guess I can say one of them isn't there. Did you, Jillian, know that one of them wasn't going to be there, or did you just know when? You
always
filming.
Know these things are a possibility. With documentary, you never know what's going to happen. And throughout this documentary, we thought one thing was going to happen, and that's the thing. You never kind of overplan. And so did we know specifically? No. But at the end of the day, you never really know what's going to happen, and you kind of follow. They say if you want to make somebody laugh, make a plan, right?
Yeah.
The worst case was we were both going to end up in Bali, and Dale and Gurley weren't going to show up, and we'd have to suffer through Bali for a week.
Yeah. Exactly.
But flight arrangements and the sort were made, right?
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
This fascinates me, the idea that, April, you could talk to your dad more openly or frankly with a camera between the two of you. Why do you think that is?
I think it's your training as a filmmaker. You know, I've always been a cameraman. You know, that's where I started, was being a cameraman. So I would describe myself as shy, as though most people would say not. But when you have a camera, you have a job to do. And so you push past your boundaries to do your job. And always in the back of your head, you're like, the producer needs this, the producer wants that. So when it came to Dale, my father, having a camera made me ask the questions I normally wouldn't ask, because you'd be worried about the answers or his reaction or just not of offending your own father. So when you're working on a documentary, this documentary, and I was filming it, it just took me a step further to push things that, you know, you kind of want to ask these questions. Yeah, I definitely wanted to ask these questions, but where do you do this without a camera? Like, it just would seem impossible in our relationship, but because I was doing a documentary, it pushed that limit farther.
Was the initial worry for you that Gurley was probably in this for money or a chance to come to Canada?
Yep. I'm not sure that's so much of a worry. I think that was my understanding.
I see.
You know, I went into this realizing that Gurley wanted something and Dale wanted something. Now, was the payoff worth it for them? Was it a good deal or not? And that's, I think, why I needed to go to the Philippines, was to see, you know, all the factors that go into this relationship. And if everything being equal, and there was a possibility this would be okay.
Yeah.
I think there's a certain amount of just general skepticism when people hear about, you know, the older white guy and the young Asian woman. And neither of us had ever been to the Philippines before. You know, I grew up in East Van like you, Joe. There's a huge Filipino community. You think you kind of know your community, but once you actually go to, you know, said country, you don't really understand where people come from or what the heritage is or what their history is. And there's areas of the Philippines that are really, really poor. And the number of older men and the number of much, much younger women was really prevalent. So it took us by surprise. It was a lot to digest. And then, of course, sort of seeing the real state of Gurley's situation and why she was making some of the choices that she was making took us both by a little bit more surprise.
And what you've done with this movie is you've taken a look at the cultural aspects of this. I mean, we see this in popular culture. I mean, you look at Modern Family, for example. the Al Bundy character, is married to a younger woman, and, you know, there is that skepticism, there is that, you know, the sort of snide remarks and the sort, and I guess that's what you want this film to be, is a conversation on that part of it, the older guy and the younger woman, right?
Well, I think, you know, as April said in the very beginning, when you first have, you know, the older guy and the younger woman, I think pop culture has made it the status quo for guys to go, hey, 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 nice.
Yeah.
And when you really kind of dig a little deeper and look at real situations, the reaction shouldn't be that. And what we wanted was people to actually walk away from it. And what we've consistently heard is that, you know, people at the end of it can't stop talking about it, can't stop thinking about it. And, you know, what we want is people to engage in a dialogue and go, okay, well, maybe that status quo is uncool, and maybe that's not okay. And maybe we should look at, you know, these situations with a little bit more depth.
April, for you, were you at all resentful because you were seeing a side to Dale that you probably hadn't seen before, a side that was playful, that was overly generous, sexual even?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
No, like I'd see you, like Jillian would film you, you know, rolling your eyes at certain points, at the certain things that Dale would do, and as a son, I sort of recognize that that you're seeing a side of your parent that you hadn't seen before, and you're probably, I don't know, jealous even.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's more embarrassed.
Embarrassed,
it's like, yeah, you know, and it's you know, it's not so much that I hadn't seen it before. I hadn't seen someone see me seeing it.
Mm.
So it was a really, for me personally, you grow up with your father being this guy, and then you never really sort of question that being different. You know, that's my dad. But then to have someone see me and then to start analyzing what he's doing and realizing how wrong it is or weird or strange or that he isn't just, you know, most people don't have fathers like him. That's what you're seeing. It's not so much jealousy. It's just like, oh, you know, what have I gotten myself into? Who is this man? Like, he isn't what I'd want to put on the stage as being my father.
Well, you see it from a filmmaker's perspective, which is one step removed. And then you've got the perspective of the camera that I have, which is yet another step removed. And then there's the people like yourself, Joe, who watch it, and you're yet another step removed. And I think, you know, once you dial back the layers, you can really sort of, people can really sort of see, they're removed, and they can really see the type of person that is the real character when it comes to somebody like Dale. And I think that, you know, it's tough because once we went back and we had all the footage and then it was time for the edit, April was so close to it. Then I was so close to it, and then you've got an editor who sees the footage for the first time, and then she's seeing things that we hadn't seen, so it was quite the process.
Jillian, do you wonder if you were in April's place, how you might have handled all of this?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, it's, first of all, it's hugely brave what April did, and I'm not sure if I would have had the guts to do it, to be honest. You know, there's times as a filmmaker, you've got a responsibility to sort of let things play out. And there were times that I wanted to sort of say to April and say to Dale what my personal opinion was, but you don't.
Yeah. April, both Dale and Gurley, had wanted to participate in the making of the movie. You didn't really have to convince them all that much, did you?
No, my dad, and as you can see, he likes to show off. And he really wanted to show off his relationship with Gurley and what he was doing, you know, he believed that he was doing a great service by taking her out of poverty.
Now, were they at all worried once the filming started about sort of the implications, moral or legal, that would arise from the depiction of their relationship?
What they depicted was their relationship. So, you know, morally, you just show what people show you. And, you know, they took us on the journey. We didn't, you know, direct them in a direction of how they should act or how they should behave.
But there's this thing in the last third of the film that has, I would say, some legal implications. Did they balk at having those filmed?
specifically, not really.
No.
You know, there's other areas that are bigger concern to him.
I see.
So, I think he's continues to be unaware of how wrong this, you know, the choices that he's made.
Have they?
And so the legal issue doesn't seem to be a concern.
Have they seen the movie, the finished movie?
No,
not that we know of. No.
No. Are you guys working on another film now?
Oh gosh, no, not yet.
We're still recovering.
I'm not going to kid you. This one, you know, we've been doing this for a long time, and every time I say this film kicked me hard, I feel badly because then I look at April and go, never mind. Because seriously, and you know, I've been doing this a long time, and this was the hardest project that I've ever done, and it's like you step away and you ask yourself a lot of questions, like questions that you ask, like it's a little blurred and it's confusing. So do you always have a gazillion ideas as a filmmaker? Yes. Are we ready to step in and make another one? No.
Yeah.
I need to just sort of digest this one rolling out, and then we'll see what happens.
The other thing I found fascinating watching the film was seeing Dale and April's hair color change. You can sort of tell where you guys are by the color of your hair, you know?
Yeah, it's a different... the sun doesn't help the fake red hair. So.
That could be an online app that we can add.
It's been just a delight to talk to both of you. This film, as I said when I watched it last week, it just sort of sucker punched me. Just I didn't expect what I expected to see. But it's a hell of a good movie, so congratulations to both of you. I understand it's sold out already. I mean, that's just great to hear.
Thank you. It's interesting. I was very curious when I did a quick little researchy Google on you, and I thought, okay, this is the first local Filipino that's going to, journalist that's going to talk to us. So I'm really pleased that you liked it, because we, you know, unsure as to how the Filipino community is going to react, and hearing your feedback is great.
Yeah. The film is called Father Figures. The website, fatherfiguresdocumentary.com, ducksoffestival.ca. If you can get a ticket to see it on Saturday at the Van City Theater, do try to see it. It's a good movie. And then, of course, it'll be on Knowledge Network and TVO later in the year. April Butler joined me on the line from Victoria, while Jillian Frankowski was on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Ponto.